You're listening to Amud Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We'll start with the Zichru point. So first of all, the Zichru Simon for Kuf Tes is a kit. Over here, it's a first aid kit. I don't know why. I don't know why, but Rabbi Goldhard feels that cats, like he has trouble using cats for Simonim. I don't understand why. But for Kuf Tes, it was a cot. And for Kuf Tes, it's a first aid kit. He's something about using cats. So if you see him around, you can ask him what it is about cats that he doesn't like to use them. But anyway, it's a first aid kit, or it's going to be a Hatzalah first aid kit. I guess it's a good plug for the Hatzalathon going on. You might have seen your flyers or any social media. And the three zikru points. First one is that we had on Amud Aleph, which is washing your hands three times in the morning, right? All different body parts, mostly openings on your body, also food that you shouldn't touch before washing your hands. That there's this spirit called Bas Melech, and it's a Bas Chorin. These are such interesting terms. I don't know any shot in them of this spirit called Bas Melech, which is like a Bas Chorin, and it's machmir that you wash your hands three times. So anyway, that idea that we experience every morning of washing our hands, you could just remember that is from Kuf Tes. And then the discussion about using wine or vinegar to injure, for like a swollen hand or foot, right? That whole discussion about. If it's a hand or a foot, then it's there's a much greater concern, and therefore you'd even be able to use vinegar, which is stronger than wine, and all that. And then the third point is the bathing in the Yam HaGadol and different springs that you may or may not be able to bathe in because, you know, it looks like it's healing, or it's, no, this is the way people typically bathe. And that whole discussion of the Yam HaGadol. So those are the three points, and it's going to be connected to a first aid kit, but I'll send that in the WhatsApp group. So let us take a look at our Mishnah. So the Amud today is one of those Amudim that's basically about different medical, like there's lots of medical advice. We've been seeing this the last daf or so, but this whole thing is basically a lot of medical advice, a lot of very like hard words, and Rashi will help us out, but most of it is straightforward, you know, medical etza that probably should not be tried anymore. Partially because we can't necessarily identify them, and it could be because, you know, this is just based on, you know, whatever science they had at their times. This is not necessarily you know, deep metaphorical stuff. You know, when you see things that look more like, you know, incantations and putting things in tubes and shaking it, and then, you know, then there's maybe more to say that, okay, there's something spiritual going on here. And over here, it, at least on a superficial perspective, it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's just, you know, different remedies for various you know, ailments, and then also the discussion of whether or not you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. And that's what our Mishnah is going to start, basically, begin with. So, starting with our Mishnah. Ein ochlin ezvion b'Shabbos. So we're not allowed to eat ezvion on Shabbos. So this is actually, Rashi says we're going to learn about this in the Gemara. The reason for this is important, Rashi. The farsh b'Gemara she'eno ma'achol b'riyin. It's not healthy people food. U'mucha milsa d'lerfu achile. And it's very, very clear that he's eating it for the purpose of healing, right? Nobody takes an Advil because they're feeling good. So, so that's mucha milsa that you're doing for lefruah. People don't have this ezovion, right? Which is actually, I think in the Mishnah version, it says it's an ezov yavan, which is a type of ezov of what we typically translate as hyssop, ezov, hyssop. It sounds like it, though it may not be. We'll see in actually that discussion in the Gemara. So, ein ochlin ezov b'Shabbos, lefisha eino ma'achol b'riyim. It's not healthy person's food. Aval ochel hu es yo'ezer. But you are allowed to eat yoezer, v'shose abuv roe, and you're also allowed to drink abuv roe. So those things are fine. I didn't know yoezer was a thing. I know there's Yossi ben Yoezer in Pirkei Avos. He's right. He was one of the zugos. I didn't know that it was also some sort of herb. But that's something that you are allowed to eat. Rashi says shahar be ochlin oso kashen brian, because people eat this one and drink this abu roa. They have this stuff when they're healthy, right? Orange juice, lots of vitamin C, chicken soup, very good for colds. But also healthy people drink orange juice and eat chicken soup. So that kind of idea. Kol ochlin ochel adam lerefua v'chol mashkin shose chutz mi me dekalim. So any food that a person eats for refua and drinks, so a person can eat any food, meaning if it's normal food that's eaten, he can eat it for refua, and all drinks he can drink chutz mi mei dekalim v'kos ikarin, except for palm palm tree juice, palm tree water, and a kos ikarin, which Rashi says it's mashke shekutzin lesocho ikri yirakos ubesamim ubegemar mafarish, like that it's made of some roots, and the Gemara is going to explain that later on, not on today's amud, and a mei dekalim also is going to be explained later on. Why mipnei shehin liyiroka, because these are typical remedies of yiroka, which is jaundice, where there's like a yellowish greenish a disease, l'choli shel yirakon, jaundice, says Rashi, ve'eino ma'achol b'riyim. This is like, you know, these are very known remedies for this. Avo shosahu mei dekalim litzamo. But if he's thirsty, he's allowed to drink this, the mei dekalim. V'sach shemen ikarin shelo l'refua. And he's also allowed to anoint himself with oil of these dekarin, of these roots, as long as it's not for the purpose of refua. And it looks like the Gemara is later on, not on today, so I'm going to deal with that. Amar of Yosef, or Yosef said, Ezov Abarsa, Ezov Abarsa Bar Hamag. So Ezov, when we know Ezov, so that it, Rashi says, Amar of Yosef, Ezov Deraisa, Shukhshar Laza, Shushakorin Abarsa Barhamag. Right? So the Azov that we know and love, right? We're familiar with the Azov. We just had one, right? Parshas Metzora. We just had the Azov that's part of the purification ceremony of the Metzora. This hyssop that's used. We also know it just started Maseches Parah with the Mishnah Yomis, and also the Parah Aduma. There's part of it is done with Ezov, as well as the it's also Pesach Sheni. So what was done in Pesach Mitzrayim, they used Agudas Ezov to put the blood on the doorposts. So this Ezov of the Torah, says Rashi, Ezov deraisa, what is it? What the Torah mentions, is that what we refer to as Ezov nowadays, or hyssop? So Abarsa bar hamag, it's this Abarsa hamag, that's the species of plant that the Torah refers to when it says Ezov. Ezovion, and Ezovion, Abarsa bar hing. But when we say Ezovion, which looks like a lashon of Ezov, so that's actually Abasa bar hing. It's a different type of plant, right? Rashi just gives a couple of pshatim of what this might be. It comes from higim. Okay. Ula says marva chivora. Right, so Ula is, so now Rashi elaborates over here, says Ezov deraisahu marva chivara, that the Ezov, he's arguing with Rabbi Yosef Ula, and he's saying that a different pshat is that it's this marva chivara, which is referred to as white sage. White sage is like a type of plant, and that is really what Ezov from the Torah is, not what Rabbi Yosef said of Avrasa bar Hamag. Ula ikla lebe Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. And so Ula went to the academy of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Aisula kamei marva chivara. He brought this white sage there to the sages who were there. Amar hainu, and he said, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said, Amar hainu ezo dechsib deraisa. Oh, this is ezo deraisa. This is the one that's mentioned in throughout the Chumash. It's so exciting that you brought this biblical plant to us. Rav Papi Amar, but Rav Papi gives a third pshat, shumshuk. No, it's actually shumshuk. Rashi says, who is of deraisa? Rashi just elaborating what he's coming on. Ubehen shlosha giv olin Sorry, no, I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti. Remember, he said Kivase said it in accordance with him. Derav Papi Mistavra. Kivase did Derav Papi Mistavra. He says, well, Rav Papi is the most logical. Why? Ditznan, because we learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Sukkah and Parat, it seems. Mitzvahs Ezov Shlosha Kalachin Ubehen Shlosha Givulin. So the mitzvah of Ezov, when we have a mitzvah of Ezov, so it's with Shlosha Kalachin, three like stalks of it. Ubehen Shlosha Givulin, and there are three like pieces of it, three branches, Rashi seems to say. Klachim de'aguda, k'sivein aguda papas megimel, right? Because the pasuk says agudas ezov, at least by Pesach Mitzrayim, it says agudas ezov. It could be the other places as well. Ubehen gimel gvulin, says Rashi, bechol kelach gimel gvulin kanim dekim ke'ein shel cannabis, right? So it looks, So it looks like a cannabis plant with these three, branches or rods or something like that, and that is so that's what this gvulin is. V'shumshuk hu d'mishkacha hachi, and shumshuk is indeed, that's a good description of shumshuk. Meaning, if you go to your local I don't know where, I don't know, flower store, and you see avrasa bar hamag and white sage and shumshuk, so the one that's going to look like this description, where it's kind of like three pieces, is going to be the shumshuk. And therefore, says Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, Rav Papi is probably right. Okay, so lemai achli, so what do you eat this kind of thing for? Most mai achli le, what do you eat this for? Lukuki ani, which is for I think that's intestinal worms. Rashi says tolam shebimnei me'ayim, right? It's for intestinal worms. But my achli le, well, and what do you eat it with? Well, b'sheva tamri ukamta, with the seven black dates. What else would you eat it with? Mimai havya, and what does what does it come from? How do you get this? How would someone get intestinal worms? Mikimcha de sa'ari de chalefale arbain yomin, from barley flour that has passed over 40 days. I guess, right. So if you don't, so I guess that's how you get the intestinal worms. I think that's what it's saying. So if anybody has 40-year-old flour, barley flour in their homes, right? You know, 40th night of the Omer, it's already after your Karban Omer, recommended not to have it if you don't want intestinal worms, unless you have some of this, these seven black dates, around, as well as shumshuk. Okay. Avol ochel hu es yoezer. Like, they didn't teach us this in medical school. Yeah, okay. Avol ochel hu es yoezer. But your person is allowed to eat yoezer. My yoezer. What is yoezer? It's a pusnak. Pusnak. Lemai achli le. Le arkasa. Just rash up. Belaz fula. Fulial. Is this the penny oil one, maybe? And you eat it for arkisa. Tolaim shebekaved, says Rashi. This is for worms in a person's liver. So you will eat this posnak, which Rashi says is pola oil, which is penny oil. And you arkisa le tolaim shekaved. Okay. Bimai achli le, what do you eat it with? You can't have that plain. Well, b'sheva tamri chivarta, with seven white dates, not black dates this time. Mimai havya, how does one acquire such an illness of liver worms? Mi'umtza. Rashi says, basar b'gachalim. If you have like coal roasted meat that's borderline, I guess, raw, you would get it. Umaya. And then you drink water. So, aliba rekana. On an empty stomach. Umi bisra shmana. Aliba rekana, and also if you have very fatty meat on an empty stomach, umi bisra desura aliba rekana, and also if you have ox meat on an empty stomach, me'am guza or nuts aliba rekana, also umi giri de rubia aliba rekana, also if you have rubia aliba rekana, which is Rashi over here says tiltin. Fenugreek. This is fenugreek. If you remember, I only know this from Rosh Hashanah night. one of the things. I think it looks like beans. I believe so. Yeah, fenugreek. So having that as well. Umishtimaya abasrei. Then you drink water after it. So all of these things can lead a person to getting these liver worms, and the remedy that was recommended was pusnak, pennyroyal with 7 white dates. Okay, ve'ilo, let's say you tried that and it didn't work, what should you do? So livla tachli chivorta. So you should have tachli chivorta, which is white cress. You should have white cress, and that should take care of your problem. Right, Rashi says, shechali krison, right cress. The low, let's say that doesn't work. So lesiv betanisa. So then you should sit in a fast, right? Like a nice detox. Velese bisra shemana, and then you should bring out fatty meat. Velishti agumri, the limits garma. Okay, and then so velisi bisra shamna, velishti agumri. So you should take fatty meat. And you should put it on coals, and the ligma chala, and then you shall swallow, like gulp or something like that. Chala is as we saw in the previous amud, vinegar, and so that's what you should do. Vikadamri, and there are those who argue, and they say. Chala lo. No, you should not. Don't do the vinegar part. Mishum dekashi lekavda, because it's a harsh on your liver. It's not good, so good for your liver to drink vinegar. So I guess do all that other stuff. Ve'ilo, and if it doesn't work, or is it ve'ilo? So Rashi says ve'ilo. Oh, I missed this Rashi earlier. Ve'ilo. He just says ilesle pusnak inami achlev lo. Itzi. So whether it could be you don't have one of these ingredients in your house. I know you're probably wondering who doesn't have 7 white dates and all these other things, but if you happen to not have it in your house, or if you tried it and it didn't work, so what's another itza? So laisi gurda de asinta degreda mi'loi letatoi. So you should bring out a gurda de asinta, which is Rashi elaborate here. Right, klipa gruda min hasne. So it's like the bark that's peeled, that's peeled off or scraped off from a sne, from a thorn bush. So you have like a branch of a thorn bush, and then the bark peeled off. But dafka mi loy l'tatoy. It was peeled off from the top to the bottom, velo mi tatoy l'iloy, and not from the bottom to the top. Dilma divanafka idi pume, because maybe. Rashi says, "Dilma nafka hatolaim aidi pume derech piv." That what's going to happen if you peel it from the right? We said, "Don't peel it from the tatoi li'iloi." So if you peel it from the iloi to tatoi, then there's not going to be worms that are going to come out and then enter his mouth. So just that's why you have to be careful of the direction that you peel this thing in, because if you peel it upwards, then you could end up with worms in your mouth. Again, it doesn't sound like anything mystical. It just sounds like practical what these remedies would do. And it could be they completely work nowadays, and you know, we just go to our Advil instead, or Tylenol or whatever it might be. But this was how you do it, and you'd have to deal with the worm issue. Velishlika bishichra be shivavi, and you should then put it in beer or alcohol that is in the be shivavi. So Rashi says over here, velishlika, like shlakos, it's like cooked or boiled. You boil it in this shichra, and you're going to do it in the be bavi. So Rashi says be shivavi is either bein hashmashos, that's like the time you do it, which I don't know why that would make a difference, but it could be it did. Lishnach Rina says Rashi, be shavavi babayis echad mishchenav. You should do it in your neighbor's house. Why? Shalei ariachu hareach shehu kashalo. So that you shouldn't smell it, because the smell might be bad for him. So it sounds like that's really nice. You're going to go into somebody's house and make a stink there, literally. My understanding is that it could be it's harmful for the person who's ill, meaning it's not so bad for the smell for just anybody, but for him it's going to be particularly bad, and therefore you should do it in somebody else's house or somewhere else. But okay, that's Bei Shevavi. Ulamachar, and then the next day, Naskarinun Linukvin di day. Vilishti. So Rashi says that Niskarina Nikvam delay Yistom Nichirav, that you should seal up, close up, plug up his nostrils, Shalay Arech, that he shouldn't smell it. Lishnakarina, Yistom Nichirav, Vinakve Aznav, Shalay Yatza Koach, Hamashka Migufo. Or another possibility is that we close up his nostrils, and not just his nostrils, but his ears as well, so that to keep this mashka contained within his body. We don't want leaving any of the orifices of his body. We want it to keep it contained. And then Lishti is going to drink it. V'chimifne, and when he empties himself out, he relieves himself. Mifni afshicha didikla. He's going to do so in the fashion of a afshicha didikla. Rashi says, makom she nifshacha dekel. Right, so he should do it on a stripped decal, a stripped tree. That's where he should relieve himself. Rashi doesn't explain why. Okay, vishosin avov roe, and we should and you can drink avov roe. My avov roe. So what is avov roe? Oh, chumtaria. That's chumtaria. Oh, my chumtaria. What is chumtaria? Oh, chutra yichida. Right? Now keep in mind, the Gemara is written over generations, right? There's a Talmud Bavli is written over 300 years, right? From around the year 200, a little bit after the year 200 CE until around 500, and then you'd have the Sevarim even doing last minute edits. So it could be, you know, one generation did Avuv Ro, and then the next generation, they don't know the Mishnah Avuv Ro. What is it? Chumtaria. Okay. But then the next generation didn't know what Chumtaria is, and they had to inquire and put another translation. And for us as well, you might not know what Chutra Yichida is. Happens to be, we know a little bit of Aramaic. We know Chutra from Chad Gadya, Yichida, Yachid. So, also Chad Gadya. So we have over here, it's one stick. And even then, we don't know what it means exactly. It's one stick. Rashi says, Eitz HaGadol Yichidi Belo Anaf. It's a type of tree that grows with one branch, with one middle tree, and then no other branches. So that's what Chutra Yichi does. I don't even know what species that is, but that's also Abuv Ro, and it's also Chumtaria. Okay, L'may Avdi. What does it do? What do you use it for? Ligiluya. Use it for Giluya. Rashi says Me Sheshosa Mayim Migulin. Me Sheshosa Mayim Migulin. Somebody who drank uncovered water. I think we've mentioned this in the past. This is there used to be a concern, and a real concern, that snakes would deposit poison in water, and therefore there was a halacha: you're not allowed to drink uncovered water. It's famous for being something that they believe that Tosfos say that doesn't apply anymore. Nowadays we're allowed to drink from uncovered water, and then there's a whole discussion about, you know, halacha that doesn't apply anymore. Is there such a thing? And that's a relatively famous case. And this is an instance where we are concerned about such a thing. And if you did drink water that may have this snake venom in it, so this that you would one thing you would use for it is Abov Roa. Vilo lesi chamsha vilo, and if you don't have it or it didn't work, lesi chamsha klili v'chamsha kosasa de shichra. So you should take five. Rashi says klili is varden, right? Five roses. Klili, I guess it's called klili because a kalil is like a full all around crown, and it was often made of plants maybe I'll get it soon, right? Tiara. It's like imagine like a Roman Caesar, like the what like that thing that that, that but that, it would go all around. It's not just wreath. No. No, there's a certain name. Oh, okay, we'll get it. Here's the show. They would make them out of myrtle often. Okay,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're. Oh. Your. Laurel. That's what it is. Your laurels, right? Your laurels. That's what it is. They were laurels, and that's the phrase, like resting on one's laurels. That's what it is. Okay, so that type of crown. So I'm assuming that roses were used for that, which is why the word would be varden. I'm not sure. That's my guess. And kosasa deshichros, as Rashi, is kosos. So basically, you would take five of these roses and five cups of beer of shichra, and what would you do? Vinishlakinahu, and you would bahade dade, and then you would cook them all together, and dekoima anpaka vinishte, until you would get an anpaka of it. Shiamdu am mida mechazekas anpak. Rashi says that anpak is a type of mida. It's a revius alug, says Rashi. It's mentioned in Baba Basra. And what would you do? Then you would drink it. And this was your it's a vinishte, right? Dekoima vinishte. Okay. Ime derav achadvoy bar ami, the mother of Rav Achadvoy bar Ami, of delay lahu gavra, she did for that man. I'm not sure if it's Rav Achadvoy or bar Ami or somebody else, but what anyway she got for him, chad klila v'chad kosasa d'shichra, she got one of each, right? She just, same proportions, just a smaller amount. Shalka mashkise, and she cooked it and she gave him to drink. Vishagra tanura vigrafte, and then she lit an oven, and then vigrafte, we did that before, back in Hakira, that she like shoveled the coals. Vaosvise levensa, and then she sat him down on a brick, on a levena, bigave, on his back. Vinafak kahutsa yarka, and he let things out like a hutza yarka, like a green sort of plant. Rashi says like a ala shalulav, like it looks like a lulav. Vinafak mina. Rashi says heki haaras shabala. Right? He swallowed poison, so he vomited the poison that he swallowed, and it was like a lulav. So you could like the imagery over here is imagine a person spitting out a lulav. That's the projectile vomit of this snake venom, so it worked all right, you know. And this is only she only did a fifth of the prescribed recipe size. Can you imagine if he had all five by that amount? But that's what happened. Rav Avia Omar, Rav Avia says, Raviasa de chalva meiza chivorta. That I guess this also works. A fourth or a revius maybe of white goat's milk. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Lesi Esroga Chalisa. I think these are all etos for snake venom. That's what it looks like. So he says Lesi Esroga Chalisa V'lechayke V'limlae Duvsha V'lusva. Okay, so let's break it up a little more. So he should bring Esroga Chalisa, some type of Esrog. Rashi says Matok. You should bring a sweet Esrog L'chayke. Vilimele duvsha, and you shall like put a hole in it and fill up the hole with dvash, velusva be milile denura, velichle, and then you should put it on over some sort of fire, and then eat it, right? Manicho al gab, says Rashi, velusva be milile denura, manicho al gabi gecholim lo chashos, like I put it over like coals that are like flickering, and it'll cook it in the honey, and then you should, and then velichle, then you should eat it. Okay. Reb Chanina Amar, okay, brace yourselves. Reb Chanina Amar, mei raglayim b'nei arbayim yom. So if you have mei raglayim, right, urine, that's b'nei arbayim yom, that's 40 day old. That's just b'nei 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 avru aleihem mem yom. So it could be that it's been sitting out there for 40 days. Lishnachamina says Rashi shel tinok ben mem yom, or a 40-year-old child's urine. So that is probably in, like, you know, very very hard supply to get. You know, maybe not. I'm not sure. I don't know if that means exactly 40 days, or it's dafka within the first 40 days, or dafka from 40 days and on until he's no longer a tinok. I don't know. Go ask your local Orthodox doctor. But anyway, something having to do of Meir Glaim or Baim Yom, and so what are we going to do with it? So it says Barzina the Zibura. So we have a barzina, Rashi says. It sounds like it's a shear. Rashi says, kos katan ma'od, very small cup. Ushmo barzina, it's called barzina, me'osa me'raglaim, of that me'raglaim, shosin, you should, right? The person drinks it. Lemi shenachcho tzira umisrape. Somebody who was bitten by, or perhaps stung by like a bee or a hornet, and he will heal, right? A zibora. Zibora is a devora, a bee. So somebody who is stung by a bee, you should have a barzina of this of meraglayim b'nei abayim yom, and he'll heal. Revia. So if that's what a barzina does, let's hear what a revia does. If you have a revia of it, lakrava, that helps for scorpion stings. Palga revia, if you have a half a reva, ligiluya, that's good for revealed water, meaning that was had snake venom inserted. Riva afilu l'kshavim. If you have a full revius. Okay, so yeah, so or riva, maybe it's is that a full log? Riva, Rashi says rivas are log. Afilu l'kshavim ma'alu. Even if there's kshavim, even if there's like witchcraft that caused damage, he'll be able to heal from it. We've mentioned this before, this kshavim. I'm not sure exactly what the manifestation of kshavim is. It could be just, I'm not sure. It could be some challenge that they, you know, often experienced and attributed to kshafim. It could be really was caused by kshafim, I'm not sure. But anyway, if you have a lot of this meraglayim b'nei arba'im yom, a full log of it, that helps for even kshafim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anigron v'avangar, which I don't think is vinegar, v'sarke malu ben l'giluya ben l'kshafim. So if you have anigron and avangar, Rashi says, mayim shenishlak b'hem, Binagre min esev. So if you have it in this type of this type of plant, shishmo binagri v'stam anigron me shalak tardin, and anigron is we actually mentioned that before in brachos, that it's water that has like beets cooked into it. We talk about this in case of mavarach, and we're talking about the brachos. So anyway, if you have one of these drinks, that helps for uncovered water as well as a witchcraft. Haiman devala chivya. So what happens if somebody swallows a snake? And a chivya is a snake. So what should he? Now you have a real problem, right? Because now that's a lot of venom that you just ingested. So luchle kishuta bimilcha. So you should eat kishuta bimilcha. Oh, those words you've seen before. You know, right? That was in the previous Amud. Or actually, maybe two. Sorry, the previous daf. Right. That's hops that you eat with salt. Viler hite tlasamile, and he should run 3 meal afterwards. So you have, right, eat these hops dipped in salt or cooked with salt maybe, and then you should run 3 meal, and that should help with this, with the fact that you swallowed the snake. Rav Shimi Barashi Chazayelahu Gavra Devala Chivya. Rav Shimi Barashi saw that there's a person who swallowed a snake. Idmi, I don't know why he swallowed a snake. Idmi le keparsha, he disguised himself. He disguised himself as a parsha, a horseman. Ochle kishuta b'milcha, and he fed him hops in salt. Varhate kame tlasamili, and he made him run 3 meal. V'nafak mine guvi, and it came out of him piece by piece. So the Rashi says, chatichos, chatichos, guvi, chatichos, siddur, yatsa hanachash mimenu, right, the snake came out in pieces. So, right, he had this salt, hops with salt, and he ran 3 meal, and then he started to spit out all the pieces of the snake piece by piece. Why did he disguise himself as a horseman? Right, so Rashi says over here, tofso umiyasro, he grabbed him, and he, like, you know, threatened him, because the fear of seeing like a scary official horseman, you know, like I guess like a chashev looking soldier, and then the hops and with salt in his body weakened his strength, and then it created a heat in his body, and the snake died within him. Now we're going to see another version of the story, which might make a little more sense to us, just a little bit. Ikadam, those who say Rav Shimi bar Ashi balachivya, that Rav Shimi bar Ashi was the one who swallowed it. Over there, he was the one who was doing the treatment, and we don't know the name of the person who had swallowed it. Also Eliyahu, but Eliyahu Anavi came, the idme le kapersha uchle. Eliyahu Anavi we know is a master of disguise, so that's not so surprising. He comes and dresses up as a horseman, uchle kushuta b'milcha, varhate kame tvasa mili. He does the same thing, v'nafak mine gubi gubi, and it comes out in pieces by him as well. So the two versions of the story, Rav Shimi bar Ashi is involved, what was his role, and there was it also a special cameo appearance of Eliyahu Navi. That part is unclear. Haiman de Tarkei Chivya. So somebody who is Tarkei Chivya, who Rashi says Noshcho. So Rashi knows how hard a lot of these words are in the Amud. He's really helping us out with a lot of these. So he says that Noshcho, he the snake, someone who's bitten by a snake. Lesi uvda de chamra. Ubra, that he should bring the ubar, like the fetus of dechamra chiyorta of a white donkey, velikre, and he should like pull it apart, velosve ilave, and he should sit on it, and that should help if he's bitten by a snake. I'm not sure if he put like he sits on it. I guess I'm not sure where the snake bit him. And where exactly he puts it, but that should help. But important qualification. V'hani mili delo ishtakach trefa. But that's only if the donkey itself is not a trefa. Rashi just clarifies delo ishtakach trefa ha'im. That's referring to the mother. So if the mother is not a trefa, then that is that's the etza. And then the Gemara is going to on the next Amud is going to tell us about stories of where they try to use this method and they just couldn't find an appropriate donkey for the cause.